112 players, 28 teams, 18 holes, and one big Stray FM golf day. There were loads of local businesses who got involved with the team, including Gary from Reef Business Systems and Simon from Myring's Estate Agents.
So Gary, you've just come off the golf course. How are you feeling after today?
Tired and emotional.
And emotional? You need a beer then, basically.
Definitely need a beer or two. Yeah,
so
definitely.
Why are you here today? What's the reason that you want to be here supporting
this? Well, partly this young man, who's very persuasive.
And Tom Hesketh over there,
he's clearly rallied all the glitterati from Harrogate today to get them up here today. We like doing charity stuff, particularly if it's got golf attached to it. So, yeah, it's been a good day. It's been good fun.
Are you keen golfer then?
Yeah, we're all quite good players. So, we thank you. That's what I was after.
Beer delivered. Thank you.
Yeah, we're all quite good players. And it's just nice to have a mix of different handicaps and stuff like that. So, it's all been good fun.
And how nice is it to see so many local businesses here today supporting us?
Well, it's pretty much the who's who of Harrogate business here today. C&G and Cardell and Myrings and all those sort of boys. There's a lot of... it's all the local businesses, really, so it's good.
So, Simon, you just come off the course. You've got a nice beer there ready for you. How are you feeling?
Tired. Saying that, though, only 4.5 hours.
A lot of people have said they come off feeling tired and emotional. Very much ready for a beer.
I think the way I played was emotional. It was a round of mixed golf. You could put it like that.
So why is it so important for Myrings, for yourself, to be here today?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it's all pretty much local businesses. So great to see so many familiar faces. A lot of us work together and recommend one another. And it seems to me like there's a real good turnout of local people and everyone getting together and having a good time.
Now, the event was held all to raise money for Ataxia UK, a charity which helps people affected by the neurological disorder ataxia. Neil from NCI Insurance, keen on helping out charities, spoke about why he thinks it matters and how they help.
We do a lot of charity at NCI. Every month we have a charity event. It's a good excuse to meet some friends, have a few drinks, try and play golf and just have a bit of fun. And it's for a good cause as well, so we enjoy it.
And we've got the charity auction later on as well. Have you seen anything that you that takes your eye?
I haven't actually had a look. The only thing I did notice was a Jeff Hurst signed shirt, yes, which I got 2 weeks ago in another charity auction. So I won't be buying that one, but I usually put my hand in my pocket, especially after a few drinks. So I might be tempted.
More beers.
How
nice is it as well for NCI to be here with so many other local companies as well?
It's great. There's a lot of people that we know, a lot of people that we have done business with in the past, whether it's through the business or personally. So there's a lot of familiar faces. It's been good fun meeting them, and I'm sure tonight will be very entertaining. We're on quite a good table with Cardale, who are a lot of friends of mine, so I would imagine, again, a few drinks, a bit of wine, and a lot of laughter, I would have thought.
If there's any local businesses thinking, should I do an event like this, what would you say?
Definitely, yeah. Raise money for charity, have fun doing it. Guaranteed great weather, obviously, in Yorkshire. I would definitely recommend it. In fact, we were talking to the guy that did the show before, got his details, and we're thinking about putting on an NCI golf a charity golf day ourselves, maybe later on in the season.
One keystone in the event was Marcus from the Spirit of Harrogate, who not only played, but also supplied loads of Slingsby gin for the auction and as refreshment for the players at hole 7.
It's been great. It's been a really great atmosphere. It's been lovely to see so many of the Harrogate business community getting involved, supporting a fantastic cause. We've been lucky with the weather. There's been one or two players that look like they're a bit sharks out there.
I understand that you were just after the sixth hole, you were on the seventh, so the sixth was the hardest of the course, wasn't it? So I would imagine you were quite a light relief for people.
I think that's definitely the case, yeah. There were one or two that said, oh, a gin and tonic, yeah, that's just what I need after that hole.
What was the main reason you wanted to be here today? Obviously, you're promoting your business.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we are promoting the business, but we also believe in playing a full part in the local community, and particularly for something that is raising money for such a great cause. It's important for us as a business to play our part in that process.
Now, you may regularly hear Simon Cotton from Destination Harrogate on the Food and Drink Show, but here he is at the golf day.
Hopefully you've raised lots of money, because it's a good cause. Ataxia is one of those charities I don't suppose everybody's heard of, so I think, you know, well done to you to first obviously getting it out there and getting people to know more about it today. You know, back to the golf, I suppose it was it's just hard work. It was a lot harder than it looked out there. So it was very windy and it was warm, you know. Even with the wind, it was actually very, very warm, and especially the last sort of 5 or 6 holes. So I haven't played for a while either, so that doesn't help, you know.
How much do you enjoy doing events like this?
Oh, brilliant. You know, I mean, doesn't matter how you play, does it? I always love that expression that a bad day on the golf course still beats a good day in the office. So come rain, wind or snow, it's better to be out on the course and having a bit of banter.
Now, as the Anton Deck, after your hospitality, the Anton Deck of the hotel tourism world, who did better, you or David?
Now there's an interesting one. I haven't actually added up our individual scores, but to be fair to David, I reckon we probably played pretty similar, actually. We probably kept the partnership going where, you know, probably about even Stevens on that one.
Scott from West Craven Insurance, another weary golfer heading into the clubhouse.
Tired, ready for something to eat, but yeah, thoroughly enjoyed.
Have you been handed a beer yet, though?
Not quite yet.
What seems to happen every time I'm talking to somebody, a beer seems to magically arrive, so hopefully in a minute a beer might arrive.
Yeah, well.
Look at your colleagues outside.
My partner's looking at me now, so yeah. So a beer ready.
Where's my beer? Yeah. How are you found today?
Very enjoyable. Very well organised. Played here a couple of times. Of course, is always fantastic.
How important is it for West Craven Insurance Services to help support events like this, a charity event?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of charity work local to where we are, and so it's nice to sort of give it back to the community sort of thing.
Stray FM's Charity Golf Day has been a huge success, that's for sure. It may well happen again next year, so if you're a local business and you're interested in joining in, keep on listening.